Hello, and welcome to Zero to Hero and this week's episode. Why does the truth offend? And it's funny, I was toying with the title around the word truth. And it's literally just right now, there's no notes, there's no nothing. It's like, okay, right, I've got to do this podcast about the truth. What do I call it? And all these different things. And it just come into my head. Why does the truth offend? And I'm just seeing more and more people getting upset because they want to tell people the truth. They want to empower people. And they're getting ridiculed, knocked back, banned, deleted. And some people I know that they were doing live videos and the live videos were taken down. And it's like, wow, this is getting heavy. If you take it that way. So, why does the truth offend? First of all, we have to ask the question, what is truth? What is truth? And apparently, I read somewhere a long time ago that there are three truths. There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. And I suppose it's deciphering what is true, isn't it? If you know me, I think you might know what I'm going to say. Let me ask you this question. Do governments tell the truth? Come on now, be honest. Do they tell the truth? Right. You know full well they don't. They lie through their teeth to get exactly what they want. And the ironic thing, the we could call it heartbreaking, is that people still believe it, even though they know that governments lie. They know it. They know governments lie. So, well, I'm having some lighting issues here. Look at this. I'm doing an episode on the truth, and my lighting is there's no the lighting isn't going wrong, but on the actual screen, it's oh, doesn't like the truth. So, when you can actually see this video, I know you'll be hearing the audio, but I will be putting videos up. You'll see it's flashing, but there's no lights here flashing at all. It's just a screen. I stay still. Nope, still doing it. Now that is bizarre. I haven't seen it before. It's flashing. Warning, warning. Grant speaking truth. Where was I? Yeah, it can be heartbreaking to see billions and billions of people around the world still voting, still going to vote in change. It's like, oh my God. And I was having this conversation earlier with someone and just talking about it, said, yeah, people still vote. And she goes, I know, I know. They say, I know. It's a bizarre thing nowadays. Surely everyone must see now that governments are not in it for anyone else. They're in it just for themselves, their own trough. What they can get out of it as much as they can. They then put themselves in other positions, especially the UK government. Oh, you're not a prime minister now. So we're going to make you a lord and we're going to make you foreign secretary now. It's like, oh, well, here we go. The same old families. Let's say that, same old families, right? And we know they lie. We know it. They lie through their teeth. And they are, when they're on TV and they're on the podium, we're going blah, blah, blah. And people are switched on to the news to, oh, what's happening now? What's going on there? A load of bullshit. That's what's going on. They're lying. Oh, yeah, but there must be some truth to it. Oh, dearie me. Dearie me. Come on. How are we ever going to progress as a species while still having governments? Yeah. Pharmaceutical companies, Hollywood, all this sort of stuff. It's all fabrication. This is the thing. And I suppose, really, you could class that as the truth. Whether it's my truth, I could be saying it all day long. And you guys listening may completely and utterly disagree with me, and that's okay. You may say, no, governments are there for our best interest. They really love us. They do whatever they can to make our lives as wonderful as possible. We're not taxed through the roof at all. We have plenty of money. We have plenty of holidays. Our lives are so easy, so fantastic, blah, blah, blah. Let's see if any of you say that. But the truth is, Hollywood, you know, we know Hollywood, that the word Hollywood comes from like a witch's wand, which was made from the holly tree, holly wood, which creates spells, doesn't it? So, and what do you have? What forms a TV program or a movie? A cast. A cast. A spell cast. Yeah? Spell casting. Like the news when they're broadcasting, and it's all in the words. Once you understand this, again, I should do, you know, I'm kind of deviating from the truth, but it's all linked. It's all linked. I should do another podcast on this, on etymology, the words and the meanings. So broadcasting the news. So they're casting spells to the masses broadly, doing a broad version. Okay. And I'll tell you now, when I go to the gym, which I've just started back going recently, because I've been quite lazy, as it were. I'll say lazy, it's just, yeah, life gets in the way, doesn't it? And upstairs, they've got these two screens. It's like, oh, God, you know, if you're going to put something on, at least put something decent on, like, I don't know, Bugs Bunny cartoons or something, you know, the real truth. But it's not. It's the BBC News on one, right? Constant BBC News. And the other screen, not far apart, is the BBC Morning Programme, whatever it is. And it's like, oh my God. And you know, you're on the old the treadmill or the cycling machine or whatever it is, the rower. And it's right in your face. And even though there's no sound, it's all subtitles. And it's like, oh my God. Wow. And it feels as though you're being hit. Bang, 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 bang. It's like, oh my God. Phew. Imagine watching this day in, day out. Your brain's going to be fractured. It really will be. But because people believe it to be, or the BBC, or world, and it even says world-renowned, trustworthy news source. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And people believe it. And it's. And this is where they get people fighting amongst themselves, because it's like, look, they're lying. They're absolutely lying. And they do what we call the NPC laugh. Online, they do the NPC laughing emoji. And you may feel to take it upon yourself to say, no, this is the truth. I've got to show you the truth. Read this, watch this, do this. And they will laugh, or they'll debunk it, or poo-poo it and say, oh, I need to see peer-reviewed papers. It's like, oh my God. Do you not realize they're all in the same bucket together? I say, oh, are you saying they're all in on it? Yes. But it's different levels of, well, I wouldn't even say intellect. I wouldn't even say intellect. I say awareness, consciousness. And I think after so many years on this realm, and learning, well, what I thought I was learning so much, and you get to a certain stage, and it's like, my God, what am I taking on board here? Yeah, I could be in the truth of movement, I could be in the health movement, I could be in the spiritual movement. And what I've noticed, this is my opinion only, you can feel free to disagree as much as you like. In my opinion, it's been infiltrated, it's been completely taken over, completely taken over. And I was just saying this on a post earlier, and people are not liking it, especially the spiritual groups. Oh, you post something in the spiritual groups, you watch them, they come out. And what I said was that there's many portals opened up. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Many portals have opened up, and these entities have come through. Whether CERN, you know, CERN in Basel, Switzerland, opened them up. All these things have come through and they're latching on, right? And what they love is fake light workers. They love it. They love them. They latch right onto them and they call them vessels. Oh, we jump in their vessels because it's very easy for us. It's like, wow, okay. So when you try and tell people this, you say, well, look at some of these spiritual groups. They have thousands, hundreds of thousands. Some have like bloody millions in of followers, this, that, and the other. And it's like, how comes they've got so many followers? And would I say normal people or run-of-the-mill people trying to set up a spiritual group from the heart, right? From the heart, see the difference in viewers, followers, members. Big, big difference, big difference. And someone said, what do you mean devour? What do you mean devour? I said, well, these entities latch onto light workers. The light workers have no idea. Zero, this is light workers, including spiritualists, mediums, healers, psychics, whatever. And they latch on, and you will never know. You may start feeling unhealthy or maybe too positive. You know, there's a thing being too positive. Everything is love. Everything is this. That's another sign. I'm not saying love is wrong at all. I'm not saying that at all. But when you start seeing them going overboard on it, it's like, okay, all right. And what it is, it entices newbies into it. Those that may have lost loved ones, struggling with life right now, feeling suicidal, the whole shebang. And these entities know exactly, they're parasites. At the end of the day, they're parasites, and they latch onto the brain, the aura, the whether it latches onto the soul or not, that remains to be seen. And they use the vessel, the light worker, to entice these in, and they got a lifetime supply. And I know this sounds bizarre. I know it sounds so bizarre. And I get the same reactions every time I say it. Same reactions. It's like, please come on now. Look, why would I be bullshitting you? Yeah, because I tell it's my truth. Is it the truth? Don't know. But it's what I've experienced. Okay, so if I've experienced it, I class that as truth until I have more experiences that say otherwise. Yeah, you know, if God comes down. You know, if he comes and joins me on this podcast right now and says, Grant, you know, you're bullshitting, you're lying. Okay, well, I'll take your word for it then. And that's not true, it's just an illusion. Okay, then I might have to start questioning because it's like, well, hold on, I've seen that with my own eyes in front of other people. And we had these experiences. And when you tell people these experiences, they tend to laugh. And that's mostly the spiritual people as well. And I just said, listen, I dare you. I dare you to put something true or something that goes against the grain of what most spiritual groups talk about. And if you look at most spiritual groups, again, my opinion only, it's a lot of drivel. It really is a lot of drivel. The same old this. Oh, what color's my aura? Where are you from? Where's the growth? Where is the questioning? Where are the pioneers? Pioneers in anything, actually, nowadays, where are the pioneers? And if you question that narrative, like what you call this spiritual, this is what spirituality is nowadays. What colors my aura? What do you see in me? Well, I see that you're needy. I see that you're just wanting attention. You know, have you ever thought about doing your shadow work, your inner child healing? Have you ever thought about doing that? There's no need to be rude, is there? Well, I'm not being rude. I'm just saying that's what I can see, and that's what you need. And then watch it. They all then come out. Oh, you know, we're all one. We're all namaste, love and light. Oh, here we go again. Also, I'm speaking more about the spiritual stuff because that's what I'm more into. But try it. Try it. I dare you. Go into spiritual groups or whatever field you're in, healing groups or anything. And just say something different. Just watch. And then I said to this guy, I said, watch. I said, say something controversial. Say something completely different, right? And I said, watch the entities via their vessels come on and start hounding you, ridiculing you, and just doing whatever they can to poo-poo you to really knock you down, knock your aura down, yeah? Knock your shields down. Just watch, just do it as an experiment. And I've been doing that for, well, as long as I can remember, since birth. That's what I've been doing. And it's been bang, bang, bang. Now I don't care. I really don't care. It's like, oh, come on. And I have fun. I say, come on, entities, come out and play. And people go, what do you mean, entities? You know, it's just, they do exist. Okay. People don't want to talk about it. They ignore it. They'd rather not know. But how can you overcome something if you don't believe it or don't even acknowledge it? And people say, well, that's not true. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I'm just going from my experiences. Yeah. But it could be anything. It could be, and this is the big one, the past 4 years been a complete and utter lie, an utter lie. People go, no, all these scientists, they wouldn't be in the government's pockets. Yes, they are. How comes all the other doctors, scientists that was speaking the truth, saying, hold on a minute, this is what's really going on, got banned off social media, got suicided, the full works. Yeah. And remember, here, this is a thing. Where's fact checkers gone on social media? I haven't seen it for a long, long time. Where's fact checkers gone? Fact checkers only came in to, knock you down, to socially condition you to stop speaking the truth. As soon as you put something up and a big thing, warning, 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 fact checkers in Timbuktu decided that this isn't true and it's half right. Well, what's the other half wrong then? What is it? Come on, let us know. And they wouldn't. And therefore, we got to understand that whenever fact checkers come on, we knew we're talking the truth. Yeah? But why is it so offensive? Why is speaking the truth so offensive? And what I've found now is, that when we're children, we're always told to tell the truth, aren't we? Tell the truth, tell the truth. Did you do this? Did you do that? Tell the truth. Mummy, daddy won't be mad at you if you tell the truth. And you go, oh God, if I tell them, I'm going to get beaten up, which usually happened. That's what we're taught to do. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Yeah. So we're brought up to tell the truth, or if a policeman asks you a question, tell the truth. Nowadays, I'm not joking you, this again, this is from lots of experience, especially anything to do with children. You tell the police anything. Let me give you an example. I'm going to give you a real life example. When I was fighting to see my children, I was accused of so much. Really, really, I mean, everything you can think of, I was accused of. And I mean everything. Okay? Use your imagination. So all that mud was thrown at me, and I lost so many people because it was so much that they couldn't handle it, let alone me handle it. Anyway, I actually, because I got a message one day, I was going to see my children. Actually, it was before I was stopped from seeing them. And I got a message on my phone to call a policeman. I thought, what have I got to call police for? What's happened now? What have I done? And then you start getting paranoid. It's like, what have I done? What am I supposed to have done? This policeman said, oh, blah, 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 blah. Where, I can't even remember what it was. I said, oh, okay, all right, no worries, whatever. And then I mentioned the old paedophile word, right? Because there was evidence, not from me, but from the other side. Without going into too much detail. So I said, right, I want to report this. And the policeman said to me, this is what he said to me. This is the, I'm going to say the God's honest truth, because it's exactly what he said to me. I said, if you do that, if you report that, there are people in the police force and in social services that you do not want in your children's lives. And that sent, oh, fear rushing through me. I knew exactly what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant when he said that. He said, I've been a policeman for 30 odd years. If you report it, you'll have these people in your children's lives that you really don't want in their lives. Wow. That opened my eyes up massively. And that's why it was so difficult going through family courts for 3 years, knowing what he said. And it was like, oh my God, and once they know you're onto them, that's when they start throwing the mud at you and accusing you of it. and going into the courts where being a man of integrity and honor, truth. And it's like, well, just tell the truth. And I did. So I got locked up. So I had to do this, I had to do that. And it's like, what the? Hold on a minute. I thought we're supposed to tell the truth here. Quiet. And that, the judge was shouting at me, quiet. If you don't be quiet, we're going to hold you in contempt of court. It's like, hold on a minute. I'm really confused here. Do you want the truth? Or if I lie, you're going to say, oh, he's lying. But I still carried on with the truth. Didn't care. Didn't care. And that's what I mean. They tried to quash the truth. They tried to quash it. And it's happened to so many people I know. And I mean lots and lots of people I know. I'm talking loads, not just one, two, three, or five, or even 10, but way, way more than that. And the experiences we all had. It's like, oh, we don't know what to do now because we're speaking the truth and it's being poo-pooed. And, it's been flipped onto us. It's like we're offending them with the truth. Well, I think you only offend people that are either doing it themselves or are covering up, or don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe it. And in social settings, you could say anything. Not that I've been in a social setting for a long time, because I just, I don't find it fun being around these people that are closed-minded. So, what do you think of this? Oh, and out they come, TV rhetoric. Oh, this is it. This is it. What's going on in the Middle East? Oh, this is going on. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Oh, this country's bad. Ah, oh, dearie me. You've been watching the news, haven't you? Yeah, well, where'd you get your news from? The ground where it's actually happening. Oh, I know. Well, it's happening in that country as well. Why are you defending what's going on, which is genocide? Why are you defending genocide? Because of the brainwashing over the years. This country's lovely. This country's lovely. They're baddies. These are baddies. Look at them. They're the baddies. Let's fly this flag. Let's put this flag on our social media posts. We're showing support for this country. And you say to people, you do realize what they're doing and what they're actually trying to protect and why billions and billions of our money is going there to protect. And it's not to protect children, men, women, or children. It's to protect business interests. And they laugh. Ha ha ha. Okay. And it's but it's in all fields. It's not just spiritual health news. This one young lady, she was putting pictures up of herself where she was I mean, you do get so many young ladies and it's constant selfies. Look at me, look how wonderful I am, look at this, the poses, the pouts. That's this yeah that's up to them. They want to do that. But this woman was doing it and said, this is my fitness journey, blah 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 blah. Look at me, look at this, any other, but not in an attention-seeking way. And this is what I'm saying. You can feel it. You can feel the difference of a needy attention-seeking person to someone who isn't. It's like, okay. Oh wow, she's done that. All right. Wow. She's God, what a journey she's been on. My God. Guess what? Loads of people ridiculing her. Oh, what a liar. Fake photos, fake this, fake that. She's going, no. Go on my website, go on this, and you'll see it goes back years where I've journaled it. Yeah, from when I was really, really overweight until now. And she's winning women's, I think, bodybuilding competitions, And no matter what you do, you are going to get people ridicule you all the time. But again, she was strong enough to just bat it off. And this is what I'm saying. That's her truth. She's done it. And worse, the truth, because it's documented. Yeah. And she's done it herself. And what's wrong with documenting your journey? It's a bit like Frodo, isn't it, in Lord of the Rings? Imagine if he journaled, if he documented all of his journey and said, hey, there's my journey. He'd still get ridiculed, wouldn't he? And this is it. You got to get beyond the ridicule, not worry about the ridicule. And if people get offended, So be it. So be it. But what I'm saying is a tip here, if and people, because others get offended, then people are becoming too frightened to post, to say anything, to comment, for fear of being attacked for talking their truth. Saying, well, hold on, have you ever thought about it this way? Have you looked at it this way? And people don't want to do that. They don't. They just got their blinkers on, you know, like the horses with their blinkers on their eyes. And that's what it is. And that's their worldview. That's their worldview. But if you can push through that and just keep speaking your truth, keep speaking your truth, the truth, no matter what, because things out there are crumbling, if you haven't noticed. So you've got to push through. You've really got to keep going. Even if it seems as though nothing is changing, nothing is getting through, you keep on going. There's a saying, it's by a man you might have heard of him called Winston Churchill. Now, I'm not a fan of his because of what he's known for and what he did. But his saying was, if you find yourself in hell, keep on going through. Yeah? Don't try and turn back because you're not going to get out where you, the way you came in. If you find yourself in hell, keep on moving forwards. And that's so true. That's, to me, that's the truth. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You know, we're here for whatever time on this earth, on this realm. Make the most of it. Make the most of it. If people don't want to know you for your views and opinions, so be it. There will be people there that are waking up and are inquisitive and go, hold on a minute. What? I haven't heard that view before. What's that view then? And I love it when I hear a completely different view and someone's just making it up, even as a joke. Or, you know, to ridicule. I go, I never thought of that before. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to feel into it. And this is it. So what's the saying? Sometimes truth is told in jest. Yeah. So listen, if people get offended, they get offended. And there's a saying, offense is taken, not given. Right? Offense is taken, not given. If people choose to be offended, it's every man, woman, and dog and carrot is getting offended nowadays. Even these, oh dear, it's, you know, women and children say call themselves cats and dogs and they're dead serious about it. It's like, what the hell? What the hell? And this, and I saw this interview the other day, and this woman was pretending to be a dog, but she looked like a cat. It's like, oh my God. This guy was going, right, I'm genuinely curious about this. When you meet someone for a relationship, he said, is it a kind of a pet owner relationship? You know, how does it work? She went, well, yes, woof. I went, oh my God. It's like, but that's her truth. That's her truth. She has the right to think she's a dog. You know, it's and yeah, it goes where it goes, you know, it goes where it goes, and a lot of this is attention seeking, as you know. But it's up to you whether you want to get into it or not. But the thing is, with children, I say to my children, so you do, they know they're in indoctrination centers. You know, if it was down to me, they wouldn't be in there, but it's not down to me. It's like you do realize all they're doing is confusing your mind, your brain, disconnecting you from source, from the earth. Why are they not teaching you how to grow food? Why are they not teaching you about money? I know money can be seen as, you know, evil or whatever, but how to manage funds, how to set up a business, how to do this. No, they don't want that. They want obedient workers. Okay? They want obedient workers. Are you an obedient worker? And so it's like, how do you teach children the truth? And I suppose really it's by leading by example. You live in truth no matter what, and they can see it. And they can see if you get ridiculed or people laugh or the facial reactions. They can see it. So, oh, well, you know, and they may grow up and question what you've taught them and shown them and. You know, again, if it's questioning, question, question, question. Someone who speaks the truth doesn't mind being questioned. It's only those that live a lie hate being questioned because they have to cover up their lies. Yeah? So a few things there. Post on social media something that's controversial, but do it as maybe truth or your opinion. Say, well, what about this? Have you ever thought of it this way? Even in jest, and see the reactions you get. Yeah, and question. Don't I put on a group. There's a car group actually, believe it or not. And it's talking about the ULEZ, the ultra low emission zone. And people are just moaning. Does this come under ULEZ 3? People say, no, it has to be a Euro 6 engine. A Euro 3 or 4 engine doesn't come in. It's like, see what they're doing now. Even with cars. Obviously, this is European Union, EU. And you've got a Euro 5. So it means you have to pay money. What? What? You've got a Euro 6. So you don't have to pay the charge. Oh, but you still have to pay the congestion charge. So you've got congestion charge, ultra low emission zone charge. It's like, and you can see these futuristic movies where they show these cities that are just for the wealthy. You could just, it's like, how did it start? Dun, dun, dun. This is how it starts, by people bloody putting up with it. So I was controversial, put my controversial hat on, and I said, oh, can you do me a favor? Could you please show me your signed contract where you agreed to pay the ULEZ charge, please? I'd like to see it. And they thought I was being facetious. In a way, I was. It's like, well, can you show me it, please? Can I see your signed contract where you agreed to pay this absolutely ridiculous charge? And people were going, oh, it's climate change, it's the environment. What a load of bollocks. What a load of bollocks. They use the word climate change because it suits anything, where it's going hot, cold, this, that, and the other, where they're putting chemtrails in the sky, creating earthquakes, which they do, creating tsunamis, which they do, creating droughts, floods, which they do. So it comes under all guises. And it's once you understand that, that is the truth. That's what they do. Plenty of evidence to back it up. And so they avoided answering that question, and I went, well, loads of people voted it in. Did they? Where was the voting? I didn't see any vote. And I just put, anyone who votes, voting is a mental illness. Right? And the guy laughed. It's like, okay, I'll leave it there, because there's no point in going any further. So but this is it, guys. People say, you have to do this, you have to do that. Really? Why do you have to do that? And this is what they don't like. And I say to people, even with, you have to pay your energy bills, your gas, electric, water. Do you? Who says that? Where's the law that states that? And there isn't one. I say, under this act, it's an act, no law. Okay? It's already prepaid. And you may be thinking, what do you mean prepaid? Go and research it. And I say to people, go, I can't afford, they're saying, I can't afford my bills, I can't afford my bills. So I say, put your own meters, buy your own meters, electric meter, gas meter, whatever, and fit them in. Yeah, but who do we pay then? It's like, oh my God, come on. You fitted your own meters. Are you going to charge yourself? They went, no. Ta-da! Because those in the UK, I don't know what it is in the States. But really, your total bills for gas and electric from National Grid is £20 a month, roughly £20 a month. And this, they're not suppliers, the gas electric suppliers, they're not suppliers, they're billing agents, right? They just play on the words. They call themselves suppliers. So guess what? You think they're suppliers. Oh, they're supplying me the gas electric. No, they're not. National Grid are. They've just jumped on. Because that these companies are owned by MPs, business people, this, any other, and they know how to create scam after scam after scam. Now, a standing charge has got, well, don't pay it then. Don't pay it. As soon as everyone says no, it changes everything. Yeah? Or learn how to offset your bills, or study the 1882 Bills of Exchange Act and learn that you could use promissory notes, accepted for value, different instruments for offsetting your so-called bills. All right. There's quite a lot of info there. You take that on board and start researching and studying, it will change your life for the better. Will change your life for the better. And that's the truth. That is the truth. It will. It's all about education, educating yourself. If you find yourself in a scenario you don't like, it's like, okay, what's the way out of this? How do I get around this? And you search for a solution rather than taking it on board from the people that want to keep you down. Yeah. And they get offended. There's people saying, oh, I'll put my new, someone earlier today said, I'll put my new gas meter and electric meter in. And then guess what? The electric and gas board around with bailiffs, and we need to check your meter's okay. No, you don't. We've got a warrant. No, you don't. You liar. All lying. Like, we're going to call the police. Well, did you know this? Let me tell you this. This may help you. If the police intervene and actually help assist bailiffs, locksmiths to get into your home, that then comes under the Terrorist Act. That's an act of terrorism because the police are there just to stop a breach of the peace. That's all they're there for. So if you ever get intimidated by the police, you just say to them, you're here for to stop a breach of the peace, are you not? And then you get three times to say it, and they have to say yes. They have to say yes. And record it. You have to record it. And saying, you know full well, if you assist this locksmith to come in, this bailiff to come in, comes under the Terrorism Act, yes? Guess what? Off they go. And once you realize that everything you've ever been taught is a lie, it's like, what is the truth then? Then you have to search for the truth. And you're going to come across some quarter truths, half truths, three quarter truths, full truths. And it's up to you to show discernment. Yeah. And you try and help people. The knowledge I've just given you now, you took it on board and run with it, and then you could teach others too. This is how we change the world. How many will actually do it? That's the question. That's the truth. How many will actually do it? Not many, if any. And most people wait for others to take action and change the world to make it a better place. Not many people want to put the effort in themselves. And that's the truth. So, your truth, my truth, the truth. But don't worry if people get offended. Really, don't worry. Okay? Don't worry. It's on them. And that's a great saying. That's on you. They go, oh, yeah, but that's on you. Why are you getting triggered? Again, that's one of my other podcasts. Triggered. Your triggers are seriously impacting your life. Look at the podcast, a couple, one or two before this one. And take knowledge on board, put it into action. And watch your life change. It can be scary. Of course, it can be scary. And this is what I mean. There's paid agent provocateurs out there. There's paid shills out there that will just, oh, they're trying to break out of the system and they'll come. This is where you have to educate yourself more. All right. Again, they get offended by the truth. So bloody what? Get over it. Yeah. Anyway, you take care, guys. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I hope you've learned something today. You take care. Speak soon.